details at butte.edu/start. And by the printed image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The printed image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Today on North State Give a Take, I am going to interview Vicki Wolf and Amy Fitzgerald Dewar from Vitalant. And they're going to let us know what Vitalant is, which I think many of us do know. So tell me about Vitalant.
Sure, Amy, I'll take this one. So Vitalant used to be in your area, it was called Blood Source. And there's been a lot of name changes. People actually may remember it used to be called North Valley Blood Center many years ago. So yeah, this most recent name change happened about 4 years ago and really has to do with 10 different blood centers came together under a singular umbrella. We all had different names. We all had different processes. So Vitalant was chosen. It is a made up word. I know a lot of people sometimes are a little put off by it, but I actually really love it because I think blood is all about vitality. And I think our name reflects that.
And when you say blood source, just to kind of get that clear, and we will talk about some of the things that you do, but it's where people go to donate blood, platelets, and plasma. Okay.
Right? And okay. Lots of special procedures, because sometimes people have special procedures for their blood too.
And is that a county, state, when you say Vitalant, is it in Reading? Is it in Yuba City as well?
Yes, it is. And it's okay. Actually across the country. We have about 120 blood centers across the country. We serve about 150 hospitals in California, Nevada, and Washington as part of the West Division.
Okay. So a person, let's talk a little bit about the person that's donating and what they do, what they can donate. I myself have donated whole blood, which is pretty straightforward. But then there's plasma, whole red cells, and what's the other?
Platelets. Hey, do you want to take this?
So I wanted to mention one other type of donation that people could do as well, which is called power reds. And that's our automated donation type. So instead of a phlebotomist drawing whole blood from your vein, we utilize the help of a machine that we call Alex, and you can donate power reds that way. And that's essentially a more hospital ready form of a donation. So it can get to patients quicker and has a heavier amount of red blood cells. So the other blood components are returned to the donor, and the red blood cells are given to a recipient in need. So if you haven't tried that donation type, it's a great one to give a try if you qualify.
How long does that take?
It just takes a little bit longer than a whole blood donation. So we tell everyone who's donating whole blood to try and set aside an hour for the whole process, checking in, donating, and then recovering for 15 minutes. Set aside an hour for whole blood. Set aside an hour and 20 minutes for a power red donation. Okay. However, with a whole blood donation, you are eligible to donate every 8 weeks, approximately. With a power red donation, you are really only eligible to donate that several times a year. So you spend a little bit longer donating, but you save time on the frequency of coming into the center or to a mobile drive out in the community by donating that power red.
Just to make it a little bit easier, so there are a lot of different donation types, right? You've got red cells, you've got, and you can do red cells either by a whole blood donation or a power red that Amy just explained. You can also donate platelets and you can donate plasma. So Amy already explained red cells. Red cells deliver oxygen. So anybody who's having massive blood loss, and that could be a car accident, it could be internal bleeding, a lot of different reasons for it. Those patients are generally getting red blood cells. In terms of platelets, that's It's a different procedure type, still an automated type, like Amy was explaining about PowerRed. It's a longer donation. It takes a couple of hours at least. And platelets are only, they have to be used within 5 to 7 days. It's a very short shelf life. And people with cancer especially are using platelets because we all know that cancer treatments can be harsh and chemotherapy not only destroys your cancer cells, but it can also destroy your good cells. And we all need our good cells to be doing the work to be healthy, right?
Sure.
And then plasma is sort of the watery part of blood. People, if they're only donating plasma, they can donate a lot more frequently because they're not losing those red cells. Same goes for platelets. You can donate every week up to 24 times a year, all right?
Wow.
Most people donate every 2 to 4 weeks. Plasma, you can donate a lot more often as well, weekly or monthly, because you're not losing those red cells. And plasma is an amazing substance. It's just filled with what we call immune factors. They have so many that doctors haven't even fully discovered all of the factors that are in plasma. But you'll see plasma and plasma medicines being used for people who have immune disorders. Lots of times, kids after having had bone marrow transplants or leukemia treatment are getting a plasma medicine that just helps to boost their immune system as they're recovering from treatment. So each blood type can help patients in a specific way. People understand there's basically 4 blood types, right? A, B, A, B, and O. And all of those have a positive and a negative in terms of the factor, right? So type O is the most common and so is usually in the most need, especially the general population. About 38 to 39% of the population have type O, and that's reflected in the patient population as well. So type O is often needed. But type O negative, which is only about 7% of that of the population, that can go to anybody, right? So it can go to the littlest babies. It can go to anyone whose blood type we don't know, who comes in after an accident, we don't know their blood type. The doctors at the hospital don't know their blood type yet. The first product they reach for on the shelf is O negative. So if you're a type O negative donor, you're being contacted by us a lot if you're
healthy. Yeah, sure.
Right. AB is the rarest of blood types. And so a lot of times we ask people with type AB if they'll donate plasma because plasma can be frozen for up to 1 year. Plasma, hugely important for people with massive injuries. And so having that blood component, plasma, on the shelf and ready to go. And you'll hear both Amy and I talk a lot about it's the blood on the shelf that saves the lives of people coming through the emergency room doors. We know that people will respond to the need for blood. You know, they'll line up around blood centers when it's really important. There's been a shooting or multi-vehicle accident. People respond. But the fact of the matter is that it's the blood that's already on the shelf that was collected 4 or 5 days ago that is being used for those patients who come in. It's great that people are coming out to replenish the blood supply, but honestly, we need people to donate more frequently to prevent blood shortages. We need new donors. We need those regular donors who have put blood donation on the back burner since the pandemic began. We need those people to come in again and then to donate regularly.
Sure.
So we're not in the critical inventories that we've been in for the last, since the pandemic began, really.
Yes.
So Amy, did you want to say anything more about that?
Well, I just wanted to add to that, that while over about 60% or more of the population is eligible, healthy and ready to donate blood, only about 3% of people do.
Really?
So really all of these needs that we have, all of these patients who are coming in desperate need of blood are relying on 3% of us to go out and give that blood that they need. So I really want to encourage mm-hmm. anyone who is healthy and able to donate, please come do so. If you've never tried it before, now is a really great time to try. We've got lots of different blood drives out in the communities. Mm-hmm. We have, you can go to one of our centers. Lots of different options there for where you can donate. So if you haven't tried it, give it a try. And if you haven't done it in a while, come back in. It's safe, and others are relying on you to do it. So we want to thank those who do.
Giving whole blood is quite easy. I had done the platelets recently, and that explain that a little bit more. That one is you are there for a couple of hours on that one. And you put the red blood cells back in.
Yes, it's a closed loop system. So it's very safe. And I can give you a personal story about that. I had leukemia. I had a bone marrow transplant. And the first time I went through treatment, I got platelets that were actually derived from 6 to 8 different whole blood donations, right? For me, that ended up because I received so much blood. I received about 100 units of platelets in my round one. And I had a lot of transfusion reactions because all of those platelets that I was getting were actually, I was also getting some immune system reactions from the people who had donated, right?
Yeah.
When I went through round two, I had what are called apheresis platelets. That's the being hooked up to a machine, right? Where you have the needle in your arm, we take out the desired component, and the rest are returned. So if you're donating platelets, they're going to take the platelets and you'll get your red cells back along with some saline that, you know, Amy was talking about with the power red donation, which is also an apheresis or automated donation.
Yeah.
Which is people say that sometimes they feel a lot better that way, right?
Yeah.
But with the second round getting apheresis platelets, and I got another 100 units of platelets the second time. And that's just amazing. Like every person has 10 to 12 units of blood in them, approximately. That's the average. And I'm a person who's received 30 times that amount. Wow. It was all safe and it was all available. And I'm just eternally grateful.
Yes.
Because blood donors were a huge reason that I got to see my kids grow up.
Yes.
But that second time with apheresis platelets, I had virtually no transfusion reactions. Now, I'm just one patient, right?
Sure.
But I think that having so much blood over a relatively short period of time, a couple of years, that my body's immune system reacted to that.
I see.
The second time,
no.
Not a problem.
What do you need the most of? I mean, as far as platelets or whole blood, or how does that work?
Well, Amy, you probably have a take on this, but my take is if you're a patient, you need whatever it is that you need, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, type O for sure we need because it's reflected in the patient population. And platelets, especially because of the short shelf life. If that product has to be collected, tested, you know, manufactured, all of that, and get back to a hospital and transfused within 5 to 7 days, that's just an amazingly short period of time. And we're using them. You know, these are not donations that are allowed to expire, you know, because they're so important. They're so precious.
So the platelets being one of the more important, not more important, but, and on the mobile units, you can't do platelets, I don't imagine. You've got to go probably to a center.
You do, generally. And we have centers in Yuba City and in Chico and in Redding. Mm-hmm. And like Amy has said, that we have mobile drives going on all the time in those areas too. So you go to vitalant.org, you put in your zip code, and it'll come up with a variety of places where you can donate over a particular time frame. Amy, do you know what our website, does it go out about a month or two?
It does. It goes out several months.
For appointments, you mean?
Yes.
For potential places you can donate. So for instance, I manage the mobile drives out in the community for Butte County, Glenn, Colusas, Sutter, and Yuba counties.
Wow.
So we have quite a variety of people who host blood drives, different organizations, different businesses, schools, just a variety of hosts for us.
Yes.
And if you search the website or our mobile app, if you want to use your smartphone, that's a really easy way to search for, download our Vitalant app and search for a blood drive near you. You can enter in what radius you want. So if it's within 25 miles, maybe that's how far you're willing to drive. Enter that in and it'll pop up with some different options for you.
So if people are interested in having a blood drive, an organization, you'd be the one for them to talk to.
In any of those counties that I mentioned, in Butte, Glenn, Colusa, Sutter, or Yuba, then I would be their point of contact here at Vitalant to learn about hosting a drive, what it takes, how it all works. And yeah. I would love to work with anyone who is willing to do that and willing to make an impact on their community in that way. It's a wonderful way to help others. If you live in an area other than that, you can go to our website at vitalant.org and reach out to us through the website, and they'll get you to the person that you need to get in touch with.
So what's the best way to get in touch with you, by phone or by going to the website? Or
Phone or email is great.
Okay.
My phone number is 530-518-2537. And my email is my first initial and my last name, so afitzgerald@vitalant.org.
And we do have an 877, a toll-free number that you can also, 877-25-VITAL, 877-25-VITAL. And if you say, I'm interested in hosting a blood drive, they'll get you to whoever's the account manager in that area.
Okay.
And I'll be right back with our interview with Vicki Wolf and Amy Fitzgerald from Vitalant. You're listening to North State Give and Take, KZFR 90.1 FM. Back to my pre-recorded interview with Vicki Wolf and Amy Fitzgerald from Vitalant.
One thing going into the holidays, Bobby, that's really important is that normally September, October, when schools get back in session and businesses start anew, everybody's like rah-rah, right, after their summer vacation and rested, we're usually have a very robust blood supply. We like to have a 4 to 5 day inventory of all of the components so that we can share those out to the hospitals where we provide blood. But that's not how it looks today, right? We're still reeling from pandemic related kinds of things. And also we're going into the holidays now at a deficit. We know that during the holidays, it's hard to get blood donors to come in.
Sure.
They either got the flu or some strange thing that doesn't allow them to donate because they're not healthy, or they're busy. They're traveling.
Yeah.
Or they have people coming in. So trying to get people to come in during the holidays has always been a challenge.
Yep.
But we've had a little bit of a buffer because of the robust donations that took place in October. We're not there this year. We're going in at a deficit. We have often a 1 to 2 day blood supply that can be wiped out in a hospital and demand a lot of that choreography and inventory management that we talked about earlier. If you haven't donated in a while, there have been some eligibility changes that might be of interest to people. If you were in the military, from 1980 to 1996, and you've been in like Western Europe, UK. You usually haven't been able to donate blood because of technically mad cow disease, but that imposes Jacob Creutzfeldt disease. And so you haven't been allowed to donate, but that has changed now.
Okay.
And so people can call in to make sure that wherever they were in the military or long extended vacations, residents in Western Europe, you can call in to find out and get reinstated as a blood donor. That's been really great. But yeah, this is a time that
you need it. And to make that appointment, let's do that a little bit. So you go online, put your zip code in, and then it gives you a calendar, and you can pick the time. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that the same for the mobile drives, too? Do you have to make an appointment for those?
We recommend making appointments for the mobile drives. That way you don't have to wait as long. If you walk in, sometimes we already have a number of donors in the chair and you might have a little bit of a wait. But if you are able to schedule an appointment beforehand, we really want to encourage people to do that. It makes everything flow a lot smoother for all involved.
Absolutely. And that's at vitalent.org.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So,
and just so people know too, we generally are able to accommodate walk-ins simply because people aren't showing up for their appointments.
Yes. Darn it.
And we don't really know why that is, other than life's busy, hectic, you know. Last week you thought you could make it and this week you weren't able to. So, you know, it's taking a chance if you walk in, you know, but maybe we can see you.
You can do it. You can do it. And let's have the address for the one here in Chico. It's right. What is that address of the center?
It's 555 Rio Lindo Avenue in Chico.
Okay.
It's on the corner. And that's the location of our Chico Center.
Right. And I will say, because I've been there, it's lovely. It feels inviting. It's so calm when you're there. You feel like, okay, let's do this. And
that's another good reason to donate over the holidays when you're like,
right. You just go and sit there for a little bit. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
A lot of our platelet donors will come in with their work laptops and say, everybody leave me alone for 2 hours. Saving lives and doing a little work at the same time.
Or watch a movie, which is what I did.
Yeah.
I think my movie didn't end and I ended up staying so I could see the end of the movie.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. Yes. Yeah.
I just want to really drive that beginning point home, that the way that we can prevent blood shortages from happening is to have people come out and consistently donate blood. So if it's whole blood, every 8 weeks, put it on your calendar. You can book your next appointment before you leave. Or if you're part of an organization that does hold regular drives, a lot of our drives out in the community are scheduled for every 8 weeks. So if you can come out and donate consistently, that can really, really help create that buffer that we really need to make sure we do have blood available on hospital shelves when people need it.
I do want to just say that a lot of people don't realize how important what they're doing is. Yes. They allowed me to see my children grow up. They allow another person maybe have a child, have a family, grow up, you know? And so these are things that are incredibly important and that people don't realize that giving an hour of your time can potentially give others a lifetime. It's transformative, it's needed, and it's an incredibly wonderful thing to do.
I know that needles make people feel uncomfortable, but you know, as Vicki was saying, how important it is to maybe overcome that and give it a try.
If you haven't tried it yet, come in and give it a chance. Our highly skilled team, like you had just mentioned, they do this every day, all day long. They're very good at it. Some people say that they don't even feel it when the needle's inserted. So for a momentary discomfort, you're allowing another person to potentially live an entire lifetime. So we really want to encourage anyone who's able to come do that. It's free. All it costs you is a little bit of your time and a little bit of energy. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to provide for others.
Right.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So the need does not stop just because our lives get busy or a pandemic hits. The need for blood never really goes down. So we really just want to keep that at the top of everyone's mind. And if you're able to set aside a little bit of time to come out to one of these blood drives in the community or to a center, please do so. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, and then like you were saying, Vicki, you don't quite understand it until it happens to you or your family member. And it's easy to think that somebody else is going to need that, but it can be anyone and people we love.
And there's no artificial substitute. It has to come from another human being.
Yes.
Like Amy said, every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood. One out of 7 people who go into the hospital receive a blood transfusion. It's one of the most common medical procedures.
Mm-hmm. Amy and Vicki, thank you both so much. I'm so glad to put this out in the community. And it's something we all know about, but sometimes you just forget. So that's vitalant.org for more information. All right. Thank you.
And Bobby, you're doing such a great job at saying Vitalant. I'm very proud.
Good.
It can be tricky for a lot of people.
Yes, it was at first, but then I put it in there.
Just think vitality.
Vitalant. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. Bye now.
Thank you, Bobby.
You've just heard an interview with Vicki Wolf and Amy Fitzgerald from Vitalant, a blood collection agency. And if you'd like to hear it again, you can hear it on Thursday at 5 p.m. Also on the website, kzfr.org, go to programs, go down to North State Give and Take, and you can see all the programs that I've done there. And if you want to be on the show, text me or call me at 530-520-1593. And stay tuned. Thanks for listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico. My name is Bobby Tryon.
Why don't we begin?
Report to that. We hope you enjoy.
This is Fresh Hop Cinema.
Hey, welcome to Fresh Hop Cinema, a craft beer and movie podcast and radio show based in Chico, California. I am Max Minardi.
And I'm Johnny Summers. Hello.
This week on the show, our thoughts on Tar, a psychological drama starring Cate Blanchett as a conductor named Lydia Tar and her life leading up to a live recording of her orchestra's performance of Mahler's Fifth Symphony. But before we get to any of that, Johnny, what are we drinking this week?
We have got 2 beers from Frequent Consumed Beer, I suppose. We've done them a few times in the past.
Yeah.
Altamont Beer Works out of Livermore, California. The first is Wowie Nugs. It is a double dry hopped West Coast IPA at 6.5%. And it's also a collaboration with friends of the show Slice Brewing in Lincoln. So super stoked to get into that. Beer number 2 is going to be Crew Brew Pineapple Kush Pale Ale. It's a 5.6% pale ale.
I like that those ABVs are reversed. That makes me happy.
Right?
If you're listening on KZFR 90.1 FM, we hope you're having a terrific Thursday. Though as a quick heads up, you're only going to be hearing our first 30 minutes of the show, which includes our first beer review and the spoiler-free portion of our discussion of Tar. That said, if you are so inclined to listen to this show in its entirety, which includes spoilers for Tar, our thoughts on Pineapple Kush, and the always entertaining Hot and Bothered segment, Johnny will tell you what to do.
Go search for the Fresh Hop Cinema podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, etc. We release new episodes every Friday morning at 7 a.m. and have been doing so since 2016. If you like the show, feel free to leave us a 5-star rating on the Apple Podcasts and let us know you did. Go brag about being really cool and generous to all your friends. It's your good deed for the year. To hang out with us on social media, also do more than that this year. But it's a good start.
Yes.
So hang out with us on social media. Search Fresh Hop Cinema on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, or Untappd. Or just head over to our website, freshhopcinema.com.
Johnny, that is all of our housekeeping. So let's get into beers. You mentioned, you said frequently. I think that's probably about right. Altamont is no stranger to our podcast. I don't know the exact amount of times we've had their beers on the show, but I think you know the last time we did.
Yeah, we've done them at least once, and these guys are also fairly heavy involved in my personal rotation. Mm. I'm really a big fan of their hoppy beers, so when I see two new beers from them that are relatively unsampled by us, we got to